USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Frustration among House Republicans concerning the continuing impeachment inquiry boiling over yesterday as a couple of dozen GOP members barged into the secure room where the depositions were being heard. They were complaining that Democrats are leading a secretive investigation.
Voting members of Congress are being denied access from being able to see what's happening behind these closed doors where they're trying to impeach the President of the United States.
That's Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican. Only members of three House committees that are conducting the inquiry, including Republican members of those panels, are allowed to take part in the depositions. Despite planned blackouts to reduce wildfire risk, the Kincade Fire, being fueled by 70-mile-an-hour winds, is currently raging in California's wine country, forcing evacuations. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan funder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
British police now believe the 39 bodies found in a container truck east of London yesterday belonged to migrants, and that the truck originated in Bulgaria, entering the UK through a Welsh port this past weekend. They have an Irish man in custody, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says of the discovery,
This is an unimaginable tragedy and truly heartbreaking.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Turkey's invasion of northern Syria has, quote, put everyone in a terrible situation. Esper saying before a NATO meeting in Brussels today, the invasion has jeopardized the gains that had been made against ISIS. The Washington Nationals going home just two wins away from a World Series championship. The Nats crushing the Astros 12-3 last night in Houston. Game three is tomorrow evening in D.C. A new survey by Adobe Analytics finds 40% of U.S. adult drivers are now leaning towards buying a self-driving car. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill yesterday answering questions at a hearing about the social media platform's plans for cryptocurrency called Libra. Zuckerberg saying they won't move forward with it without federal approval. Here's more on his appearance on Capitol Hill from USA Radio's Wendy King.
During the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Zuckerberg tried to ease concerns that Facebook would attempt to skirt U.S. regulations to launch the cryptocurrency. Previously, U.S. regulators, including Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, expressed concern that Libra could present issues related to privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. Lawmakers questioned Zuckerberg about litigation involving Facebook's purported violations of the Fair Housing Act, how the company plans to protect users' financial and personal information, and how the company plans to handle diversity and inclusion among its employees. I'm Wendy King.
And whistleblower Edward Snowden says he can assure those who think otherwise that aliens have not contacted Earth and chemtrails aren't real. The former NSA contractor who leaked information about massive government surveillance programs said he had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets and found nothing to back up such conspiracy theories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.